Father, we truly do thank you for being in our midst tonight. We thank you, Father God, for opening the doors wide open to your throne room of grace. We thank you, Father, that you love us totally and completely. We thank you, God, that you're here tonight, doing the works that needs to be done in your people. We worship you in holiness and in truth. And we give you the glory and honor that is due the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It is no longer we that live, Father God, but Christ that lives within us. And we thank you for moving amongst us. We thank you for completing the work in us. We thank you for sending us forth to bring in the harvest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Holy Spirit, we wait upon you right now. I give you total permission to do whatever God sent you forth to do. This is your service. And we thank you. God is moving amongst you. Let him do what it is he needs to do to you tonight. I have sent you on a mission. And this night I say unto you, come up higher. Come up higher into my celestial realm. Bypass all the negativity around about you. I would need you to soar in the heavenlies. I need you to come deeper into my bosom. You cannot do the works I need you to do where you're at right now. Come up hither. Come up higher. I am on the move. Some of you are not moving with me. I need you to come up higher. I am giving you space right now to let go of those things that hold you earthbound. And I am saying, my arms are wide open and I'm waiting. There is no place on earth, on this earthly realm, that you can receive the glory that you need to carry to do the works that lies before you. Deep is calling unto deep. I have troubled the waters this night, and I am saying, step into the waters and be healed of your lethargy. Be healed of all darkness that has been plaguing you all the days of your life. There are turbulent waves all around about you, taking you over to bring you under into my waters, where I will wash you clean. You need not be concerned about what's going on around about you in this world. Those who are truly seeking my glory will no longer be caught up in the things of this world. Your mind will be stayed upon me, and all you'll want is more of me. You will cry in the wee hours of the night. You will weep great tears as you cry out to me. I hear everything, even your thoughts. Some of you have allowed yourself to go into a place of boredom, where you're bored with my word, you're bored with my church, and you're seeking other things. You need to stop dead in your tracks right now. And you need to take inventory of what's going on in your mind, your will, and your emotions. And you must determine which way you are going to go. The onslaught of the enemy is upon you. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Why did you allow him to cause your light to grow dim? What is in you that he has to use against you? These are things you need to be thinking about. Church, I really don't know what you're looking for, but I am that I am. And my son is not going to the cross ever again. The Godhead has done all it plans on doing to secure you a place in heaven. Now the rest of the work lies upon you. It is your heart that you need to deal with. Why do you curse me? Because you are lazy and you don't want to work out your own salvation. Does not my word tell you to work out your salvation daily? Was not my son's blood enough that he shed on Calvary's hill? We are no longer in slow motion. The time has been brought forth when the harvest must come in. New mantles are coming forth. Those who have served me well will get a brand new mantle of greater authority and greater anointing. And those who have been playing around, I will remove your mantle and give it to another. This choice is up to you. You claim to know me. You profess to be holy. But I beg to differ with you. You do not know me in all my fullness, or you would not be playing on the outskirts of the anointing. Dive deep into my river tonight. Dive deep into my river tonight. Dive deep into my river tonight. Let me drown you tonight. And when you come up, you will never be the same. I am that I am stands before you. And I say, it is time to lay all foolishness aside. Take up your cross and follow me. You want to see a miracle? Look around about you in the spirit realm. Angels all around. Angels all around. My son Jesus is standing in your midst. Can you see him with your spiritual eyes? Can you acknowledge that, yes, I see the angelic host, and yes, I see your son, Jesus? How deep have you gone? What can you see? Play not with my anointing. Foolishness has to go. No more foolishness. No more sidestepping. It's all in or all out. Only you can decide which you are going to choose. You say, this is too hard, you're chasing me away. No, it's not too hard, and I am not chasing you away. If you leave, you leave because that's your heart's desire. The truth will set you free. And I am giving you freedom tonight. Freedom to choose which road you are going to go down. Freedom to choose whether you keep your mantle or I give it to another. Some mantles are so tainted I wouldn't give them to another. I will throw them into the very depths and the throes of the abyss. And I will bring forth brand new mantles that are holy and pure to place upon my people. The anointing destroys the yoke. And if you would come up into the third heaven as I have called you to do, the anointing there would break every yoke, every bondage, every curse. You know, you have to ask yourself a question right now. Am I truly flowing with the Holy Spirit, or am I playing with a fire? This is what God wants you to ask yourself right now. And God says some of you are going to come up short because you're not flowing in the Holy Spirit. You're truly playing with the fire and you're going to get burnt. You know, this morning when God dropped his glory, I finally knew what the men of old, when they said in the Bible, when the angels come, they fell down to worship them. Because his presence was so strong in her this morning, I could not come up here and sit in this pulpit because God was here in the pulpit. He was given the sermon, and I had no right to interfere with his honor. And you don't either. If you're claiming and profess to be a child of God, then you'll know when he's there. And you won't try to usurp his authority. You'll allow him to do what he so desires to do. God's saying you live in a very wicked generation, as in the days of Noah. And we all know that very few got on the ark, and the whole world was destroyed. Can you understand how many of those people thought that they were going to go to heaven and were totally shocked when the doors of the ark were closed and they couldn't get in? Don't allow the doors to be closed on you tonight. Allow God to enter into your heart and to change you, so that you really, truly do walk on holy ground. When I was sitting there tonight before we started, God's upset with you who profess to know Christ, but you either come in late in the middle of the song service, you either miss some of the song service, you come in the middle of the song service, you come at the end of the song service. God's not pleased with that. You don't really have a heart for God, or you would make sure you were in the house of God before the song service started. Now, I don't care when you come in. I'm just telling you where God's at. You know, and you don't like the songs or whatever, but you know what? God chooses the song services. I'm doing the song services. God chooses the song services. This morning, the song service was all geared for an altar call. And what was God's message? His whole message was an altar call. He gave the message. I did not. You don't really understand walking in the Spirit. And I jokingly said, I went home, I cried the whole way home. The anointing was so strong. And I said to Johnny, I'm sorry, I just can't quit crying. And I heard one of the ladies, you had to go get her and bring her back. She was so in the Spirit. You had to bring her back till she get out of the Spirit. God's anointing was here this morning. How many of you really knew it? Or how many of you faked it? And how many of you truly want to walk in the fullness of what God has for you? And God, when God said he came because he was invited, I cried out to God and cried out to God last night, the wee hours in the morning, God, please come into the lighthouse, because your word is not changing the people. It's going to take the glory. And God was trying to change the people this morning. Did he change you? I don't know. I was too caught up with him. It was hard to let him use me to speak this morning because I was trying not to cry and letting God speak. It was really hard. But God is God, and he does his services the way he wants to do them. And he told us years ago, it's going to come a time when church is not going to be as usual. And I don't put God in a box, never have, never will. For anybody, and God is free to move in these services any way he so chooses. And you need to say to God, God, you can move in this vessel any way you choose. You made this vessel, and you can use this vessel for your glory. And how many of you really submit your vessel to God? I jokingly said to my son-in-law when we just about home, I said, I can't believe I spent all those hours getting a message together that I couldn't give. I don't care if I ever give a message, as long as God is in the house and God is moving and doing his messages. Some of you need to start watching what's going on with the mega churches. The pastors are being brought down, the ones that are in sin. God, I don't care. You can be a little person. God will bring you down. He is not going to allow sin to continue in the pulpits. He told us a couple years ago, if you're in this pulpit and you can't live it, don't preach it. If you're a teacher and you don't live what you're teaching, don't teach it, because you're heaping coals upon your head. Because God is not pleased with that. That is why people don't want to come into the house of God, because you preach or teach one thing and you live in a terribly different lifestyle. God doesn't want that no more. He's done with that. We have a younger generation out there that's looking and searching and seeking for something they can't find because the churches are not doing their job. You know, you should be out there. When you walk the street, the glory of God should be emanating from you so strong that it doesn't matter what the person's into, that glory is going to change them. But does it? Does it change you, change them? Do you have enough of the glory of God in you that will change the people around you? I finally found out why a lot of the people that my children have come into the house where they're afraid of me, they're afraid of the anointing. The devils in them are afraid of the anointing, and they don't want to be around the anointing. So if people don't like you, it's because of your anointing. And the devil in them wants to get them away from you as quickly as possible. The devil didn't like the anointing in Jesus either, did he? He did not want to be around Jesus. He kept trying to kill Jesus. Is he trying to kill you in your ministry? Or are you on a slippery slope to hell? I just heard God say. And he's saying, choose you this day whom you're going to serve, and then serve that master. You can't have two masters. You either serve God or you serve the devil. There's no in between. Had a dream three mornings ago, and I dreamt I was getting ready to walk up my stair steps at my house, and my grandson was standing on the landing above me, and he was squirting, I thought was water, and all over the place. And I said, Jimmy, don't do that, honey. I said, you're going to make the steps wet. You're ruining everything up there. And he kept squirting this spray. He just kept spraying this stuff. Then I said, look, there's oil mixed in with that. Now it's on the windows. We're not going to be able to get off the windows. It's on the steps. The steps are going to be too slippery to walk on. It's on all the furniture. Please quit spraying. They kept spraying and spraying until it got so thick that I couldn't see. And I was trying to figure out this dream. And Chris Lynch interprets dreams. And I was telling him about it. In the middle of it, when I said oil was everywhere, I realized it was something very spiritual. And Chris said, Mom, because you was going up the steps, that means you're going, and because it was Jimmy spraying the anointing, you're walking up into a deeper anointing than you ever walked into before. That was just three nights ago now. And look how God moved this morning. And look how he's moving this evening. How many hours do you spend in the presence of God? You could be scrubbing your floor and still be in the presence of God. I'm sorry, I just can't sit for 2 hours. I have two children I'm trying to raise. You can't sit for 2 hours. You might have jobs, but you know what? Your mind can be constantly stayed upon Christ. You can be, I love, that's why I like that song, Talking to Jesus. You can be talking to Jesus all the time. And somebody said to me this morning, I didn't know how to pray this morning, but I remember that song, so I just started talking to Jesus. Just the way I talk, I just talk to Jesus. And he met me. And this is what it's all about. It's all about constantly talking to Jesus. It's always about constantly being in his presence. And you know, if we would have gone to the, if everybody would have went to the third heaven years ago when God invited us, you wouldn't be fighting the strongholds of hell that you're fighting today. Because in the third heaven, you aren't fighting, you are abiding with the Father, and you're in his anointing, and you are learning how to walk in the anointing and in the abundance of the overflow of his anointing. But because you still want to stay down here in this second realm with the devil, well, you're in the first realm. The second realm is above you. And because you won't go from the first, second realm and get into the third realm, you're constantly in the midst of the darkness. And you're not going to grow there. God wants us to come up into the third heaven. And he wants us to abide with him continually. The church has this all wrong. They've been having it all wrong for a long time. When I was first born again, God said, you're living in the days of Noah. And that was in the 70s. We're still living in the days of Noah. We're living under the curse. God needs people who will surrender themselves totally to God, that he can use to send forth out in the highways and the byways, that are so sold out to God that the anointing will flow through them and they will do the works of the Father. It's not a one man show. God needs the whole body of Christ surrendered to him. How surrendered are you? What did God say to us this morning? You're saying we're going to have a miracle service. We're going to have a miracle service. What I'm doing this morning is the miracle. I'm giving you a chance to get it together, to get it right. Are you doing that tonight? Because the overflow is here tonight from this morning. Are you getting it right? Or are you still the same as what you were when you came in here this morning? I'm hearing God say, you need to seek my face more. You need to surrender more than you've ever surrendered in your life. And God is saying, my agape love is there for you, and I will never turn you away. Never. Some of you have been sitting under teaching that's not of the Spirit, it's of the flesh. It's what man wants to do. And it's messed you up. I'm hearing God say, it said it's tainted your walk with me. You need to ask God, you need to do what God said to get in the river and let him wash all that junk off of you. Years ago, God said, daughter, I'm going to put you in that river and stand on your neck until I drowned you. And my constant prayer from that time was, God, take me to the river and drown me. And he finally did that. And when he does that, your life, your thoughts, everything changes. And you can't stand sin at all, period. When you get near sin, you get instantly angry. But yet the love of God keeps working with these people that won't get out of sin. And God keeps using you to move. And he keeps using you to touch people's lives. You know, really and truly, all you want to do is be in the presence of God. You just want to be there. And you really don't want to be in this earthly realm anymore. But we have to be here. We have to be here to work for Jesus. We have to be here, you know, to explain this stuff to the lost and bring them into the house of God. I'm hearing God say, how much more are you going to stand before you finally tell the devil enough is enough? Do you know how many times I screamed, devil, enough is enough, before I was finally drowned? Every day, devil, enough is enough. I'm tired of this. I'm not going to tolerate this no more. One day, like Paul, it was gone. God took over, and he remained in the midst, and he's going to stay there. How hard are you fighting to be set free? Yes, the miracle service doesn't start. Well, no, it is already here. But you know, the original opening up is Tuesday. Not Wednesday, you guys, but Tuesday. What are you waiting on? If God can't change you right now, what makes you think he can do that Tuesday? Because if you're still holding on to your old junk now, do you think he's going to be pleased with you on Tuesday? No, he's not. No, he isn't. Some of you this morning, God gave you a place of honor in heaven. Awesome. I never heard God say that before. And I've never had God do increments like he did this morning. He did something, he said, and he lifted the anointing for that. Then he did something else, and then he lifted the anointing for that. Then he did something else. And then he said, we're not going to do prophetic. He said, I want them to rest in what I did to them this morning. See, we're always wanting to hear God's voice and hear God's voice and hearing God's voice for what? Because what you hear doesn't change you. You remain the same. You remain the same. Now you know if the shoe fits, put it on. But if it doesn't, say, thank God, God, that you're trying to get other people's attention. See, I've never sat in a church and was under condemnation because I knew I wasn't doing what they were talking about. But the truth has to be told. And you're there because you're full of the anointing and you're just there to help back up the minister as they're trying to get the lost saved. You're supposed to already be saved. And with this church, I would preach the same message over and over and over and over again. I said, God, why am I teaching the same message? He said, because they haven't changed. And that was just this church. Doesn't matter who else listened, but it was to the people that come here on a regular basis. He said, they are not changing. So I'm going to just keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it till their life changes. And I'm hearing God say, some of you are talking about the afterlife. You need to live the life you're in now. Well, you know, this life is good. You can be happy and joyous. It's wonderful. But if you're always looking for some other life, you know, you're never going to be happy. It's like some men and women are married. They're always looking for something greener on the other side of the fence. And you're never happy because you're just chasing green grass. Now, I'm not teaching anything I wrote down, but God is teaching you something tonight. He's teaching you to come higher. Sister Teresa Michelli, if you would, I need you to get a message prepared for the miracle services. I don't know if God's going to use it or not, but I want you to get one together. And Brett, and God told me the same thing about you. Now, if you use them, fine. If not, fine again. But I don't know when this might occur, but this is just things that God's been dealing with me about for 2 days now. See, I don't know what God's going to do, but God already has it all planned out. Everything, he's fine-tuned everything, and he's in control of all things. This is God speaking, I need you submitted to my word, not to your word, but to my word. I need you totally anchored in me for this great move that's already started. It's low and slow, but I'm going to increase it, and I need you to be ready when I increase it. It's going to be like a 4th of July going off, and my glory is going to explode everywhere. And I need you ready so that the glory can hit you and I can use you. I don't know how anybody could have sat under this morning's anointing as strong as it was and walked through those doors and carry on like the world. I don't know anybody could do that, but I do know it happened. When you're under a strong anointing, what you should do is go and bask in that strong anointing. Not start fellowshipping. You know, not going out there and acting like the world, but bask in that anointing, because that anointing will keep working and keep working and keep working. It will change you. It will really change you. Some of you come in here because you say the church is different. There's something about the church is different. It's the Spirit of God is moving. And like I told my son-in-law the day, I said, not too many people could sit in this church. They wouldn't understand what's going on. And the reason is because they're so full of religion, they've never been exposed to the Spirit of God, and they wouldn't know how to act. Isn't that right? There's many little churches like ours all over the world who God has on the backside of the desert. He's going to bring us to the forefront. But before he can bring us to the forefront, he has to have you changed. Because he's not going to bring you to the forefront to embarrass him. If you're going to say, well, I'm Reverend so-and-so, are you? Are you really? Did Jesus go around and say, I'm the Messiah? He just went forth bearing fruit, didn't he? Are you bearing fruit? Are you bearing good fruit? You know, you say, I'm a child of God, then you're cussing and carrying on and losing your temper and carrying on like a fool. Are you a child of God? Think about these things. There is a righteous anger, and I know that. But some people aren't walking in righteous anger. They're just working out the devil in them. What kind of witness are you? God wants you to think about that. What kind of witness are you tonight? I want you to think about something. How many of you could say that you know that Jesus is doing it, works with inside of you? And he's changing you and rearranging you to be just like his son, Jesus. And really be honest. That's an honest truth. You're just not saying it so you can look good in somebody's eyes. One person went like this here, and I know God is changing that person. But you didn't have to raise your hand or anything. I just want you to think about it. But you know, when God's changing, you get excited and you want the world to know about it. But you know what? When you're changing, you don't have to say anything. You just walk in a room and everybody knows something has come into the room that's different. Remember the story I told you about when I went to my aunt's funeral? I walked in the room, you know, it was in a funeral home, and you know how rooms are dim. And everybody got super quiet and said, "Who is that that just came in the door?" And I started, and everybody said, "I don't." And my father said, "I don't know. I've never seen that person before." And as I walked into the room and down where the cask was at, he said, "That's my daughter, Jimmy." They said, "It can't be." I didn't walk into the room. Who walked into the room? Jesus did. Jesus did. Come on. And see, and I was dumb about the Spirit. I didn't know that. And that's only one instance that's happened. Do people do that when you walk into the room? Do they turn around and want to know who came in the room? Think about this. Remember when I was hired at Dell Tech? I was there a week and the boss called me up to his office. I thought I was going to be fired because I was not qualified for the job. And I went and sat down. He said, "What's different about you?" I said, "I don't know. I really don't know." And I was trembling in my shoes because I needed that job. He said, "Everybody in the campus is talking about you, that there's something different about you." And see, I didn't know about the Spirit. I was born again, but didn't understand the Spirit. So he said, "You know what? I'm going to give you a raise." He gave me a big raise. That was God's favor. And now when I look back, you know, we walk dumb in God. I walked dumb in God and ignorant in God. And I even said to him last night, I said, "God, I'm so sorry that I did not understand what you were doing with me and through me." Some of you, one day, you're going to say that to God too. You're going to say, "God, I am so sorry that I didn't understand the depth of what you were using me to do. And I probably blew it, you know, didn't do it the right way. But you still, God was using you, and you still did what God's calling you for to do." Are you under? Sister Teresa Michelli, she met me and she knew the Spirit of God was there. See, I wasn't familiar with the Spirit, but she's been. And she started promoting me. She started having people come to her home and have me speak. And I didn't even understand what that was all about. I just went because people invited me. I did not understand that I carry the glory of God. Now, how many of you maybe you're out there and you're doing something, but you don't understand how much glory of God you have on you? And when I was in the churches, I would go to the pastor and they would say, "I don't know what's wrong with you. Just sit down and shut up. Don't talk. Just come to church and don't talk." See, they didn't have the Spirit and they couldn't explain it to me. And so I just kept talking to Jesus. And I just kept doing whatever God told me to do. Because God said to me, as soon as he called me, he said, "Whatever you place your hands to do, I'll do it." And so I would just hear him say something and I'd do it. And he was always there and he was the one that was doing it. I was just a vessel. Catherine Coleman, she was just a vessel that opened up the stadiums for people to come to be healed. She didn't do the healing. She was just a vessel. God's looking for a vessel tonight that will yield to him and allow him to move through you. But first of all, you're going to have to die to self. You're just going to have to be living a holy life. You have to walk in righteousness. And you're going to have to hear the voice of God. You're going to have to set it at his feet a lot and allow him to move through you. I'm just hearing God say right now, it's going to be a quick, if you really yield yourself to me, it's going to be a quick process. I don't have 2 or 3 years. It's going to be a quick process and I'll bring you to the depths of who I am. Please don't pretend you're something you're not. Please don't do that. And please don't prophesy when you're messed up. Because you prophesy mixture. And then you mess other people up. Please don't do that. You know, I sit down for, I think, 4 years God made me get up and preach. But that was all I did, and then I would sit down. He wouldn't let me quit. He said, I'm going to walk through this with you. And when I got behind the pulpit, the anointing would hit me, and God would use me. But the minute the services were finished, God was too. And I walked a lonely road. And once you have the Spirit of God, you don't want to walk without it. You really don't. And I'm hearing God say right now, I want to fill you to overflowing. But can you receive the overflowing? Is there something in you that will destroy the overflow? So if you honestly want to walk with God with all of your heart, if you honestly want to be a pure vessel of honor that God can work through, then tonight He wants to give you that overflowing of His anointing. Now here's what God says. Some of you I can trust and some of you I can't. And He's saying some of you that want the overflow, but you're really not walking where God wants you to walk. You're really not doing the things that God's calling you for to do. You are not in deep enough with God to get the overflow. So if I was you, I wouldn't want to say, God, give me the overflow because it might kill you. What I would say is, God, I'm going to go to the altar tonight, but I want to be emptied out of all the trash that's inside of me. And then when that's finished, then I would love to have your overflow. I would love to be a vessel of honor that you can work through. Are you listening? And God said, you're going to lose a lot of friends when you do this. When you do this commitment, you're going to lose a lot of your friends because they're not going to understand you and they're not going to want to be around you because they're going to think you've lost your mind. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're walking with Jesus and you're doing His will, His way. And you have died out to yourself, totally and completely. You know, what is in this world that you really want? What did he say? He said, what is there in hell that you want? You know, that you still stay in sin. Jesse Duplantis wrote that book. And I agree with him. You know, remember the one rich man, he died and went to hell, and he said, ask Jesus, you know, to allow somebody to go up there and minister to his people. And he says, it won't work. If they can't change because of my word, you going from hell to there to tell me is not going to change their minds. See, this is a heart thing. You don't need a sign. You don't need a wonder. You don't need a miracle. You just need to be in love with Jesus Christ. I'm like my grandsons when they said to me, we're so glad that we were raised in a godly home and we don't have to work through all the sin to get to God. We can just go to God. And I'm so glad that I was never into sin. I just wasn't. And I never had to get all that washed out of me. I've always walked with God. But not everybody in the house of God has had that opportunity. Because the world is dark. I had a wonderful grandmother who carried me to church from the time I was born until the time she died. I think she died when I was 8. So I was always in church. And she was a godly woman. She taught me all about God. And I never wanted to go astray. But see, not everybody sitting in the house of God has had that opportunity either. It doesn't matter what opportunities you had. You're here tonight. And either you want all of God or you don't. The decision's up to you. And God said you need to get out of your make-believe world that you're living in. This world that you've composed yourself. It doesn't exist. We live in a dark, cruel world. We serve a Father who loves us. And He knew He was going to have to suffer for this sake of Jesus, but yet He still calls us His friends. The altar's open this evening. You're doing two things up here. One, if you know that you're not right and you don't want the overflow to kill you, you're up here saying, God, empty me out. Empty me out. And if you know that you're emptied out, or you're not quite sure, then the altar's open for you to come up and say, God, if I'm not emptied out, take everything out of me that's not of you, but fill me to overflowing with your anointing. So the altar's open.